in the movie Monster. Mm-hmm. I have never seen such a crazy person in my life. There's a British documentarian, and he had more access than anybody to her right up until she died. And if you get a chance, it's 2 hours. You want to see what a crazy person is all about? Hmm. Watch this chick. Wow, is she crazy. It's fascinating crazy, because you need to see that it is possible for a human being to be that twisted and demented. She was out of her mind. I was ready to go to bed, and I saw where I had recorded it. So I thought, well, I'll just, I used to go do, I'm just watch mm-hmm. a couple of minutes. Next thing, I watched the whole 2 hours. I couldn't stop watching it. I was riveted.
I wasn't paying attention. Were you just talking about my ex-wife?
No.
Oh.
No. Aileen Wuornos.
Oh.
6 weeks ago, Lou Ferrigno, and you know who Lou Ferrigno is.
Yes.
He's the Hulk. Mm-hmm. He was that incarnation of David Banner, and he's been on Celebrity Apprentice. 6 weeks ago, I didn't know this till today, he had surgery, and now for the first time in his life can hear without any sort of hearing
wow.
or equipment or Ooh. Cochlear implant or anything. He can hear now.
Oh, without the cochlear
with
implant?
With nothing. How? Wow. What must that be like?
It just
he had surgery.
Oh,
Evidently, there's some kind of new technology. Well, I'm sure it did, but can you imagine all of a sudden?
Oh, it well, I've seen a documentary on those people that had the cochlear implant.
Well, it says now without the aid of any hearing, so I assume that's he didn't have anything.
And it was somebody that was in their 40s or 50s, and they had it done. And for a while, it was almost like too much for them to handle.
Well, it kind of drove them crazy.
Because you didn't know what you were hearing.
Well, it's coming through your skull.
You didn't know words. I mean, you couldn't understand
words. I know a guy who has that, and honest to goodness, you don't know that he has it. He has become so accustomed to identifying sounds and noise. I've never had to repeat anything to this guy when I've been around him, but you can see that thing up on his head.
Yeah.
And you know, but I don't know what it sounds like to people. Does everything sound kind of muddy? Or I don't know, but hey, it's better than not hearing, that's for sure. Saturday Night Live. Now, Mike Evans came on here last week, and remember he went on and on about what a disaster the Mick mm-hmm. Jagger thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, the rehearsals are such a disaster. They don't even know if he's going to be able to pull it off. Well, I watched it Saturday night, and I thought Mick Jagger was hilarious. Peon, you saw it.
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, he did all right.
He was so much better than I expected him to be. And Kristen Wiig, it was her last night. And I just thought the Ruby Tuesday thing, did you see the thing where each cast member
yep.
danced with her to Goodbye Ruby Tuesday? I thought it was really good. Again, they snapped back to what Saturday Night Live ought to be. And I'm going to miss Kristen Wiig. Good luck bringing in somebody to replace her. But they've done it before. There have been other times we wrote them off as dead. And then they bring somebody like her in. Yesterday, I was in Kingdom City, Missouri. Kingdom City is about 80 miles from here. It is a truck stop intersection of Highway 54 and Interstate 70. So we got some fuel for the vehicle, gasoline, and we went in and peed and got I got a bag of pork rinds.
Oh,
and
this is a good story so far.
It is a good story, and it gets better. In the back of the car, behind my seat on the floor, I saw this pile of magazines, Women's Health,
right.
Self Magazine, Red Book, all that crap. And I said, what are all these magazines doing? She said, I meant to throw them away when we were at the lake, and I forgot. And I said, well, my goodness, there must be like 30 pounds of magazines. So I picked them up, and I dumped them in, the island where you pump gas. There
sure.
are trash things there.
Yeah.
So I dump them in the trash. She says, what are you doing? I said, I'm throwing these magazines away. Those have our name on them.
Oh.
I said, so what? Well, anybody that digs in there is going to see our name on those magazines. And I said, and again, so what?
Aren't
you afraid of identity theft? And I said, no, not from a stamp on a magazine with a mailing address. I mean, my goodness. I said, how many people do you think go in here to this truck stop place and charge candy? And they got more information on them. Well, you shouldn't have thrown them in there.
Where does she normally throw them away?
I have no idea what she was going to
do. I can't believe you don't recycle those.
Recycle?
Yeah, you throw them in the recycle bin.
We put them in the recycle barrel at the house and roll it up for them to pick them up.
Yeah.
Let somebody else recycle them. I didn't want them in the car. How many magazines can women read, by the way? Does Angela read this crap?
She's not a big, especially.
I've said this before. Every one of them, every month, has the same five stories. 6 great looks for spring. 10 ways to get your man to say I love you. Yeah. How to take off 3 inches in 3 weeks. Every one is the same magazine. Still buy them.
Does she get Cosmopolitan?
No.
That's a good
one. No, because it encourages, having sex.
Yes. Yes, it does.
She's not having any part of that.
Nope. Tears all those pages out.
As guys like to read that.
It really is. Cosmo is a really good magazine for men to look at.
Yeah.
Because it kind of tells you what the hot chicks are thinking.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, but we're all married.
Thanks for reminding me.
We can dream, can't we?
Now, I'm in a store over the weekend, and there are some candles on sale. Last week we talked about these candles they got out. Now mm-hmm. they're man scent candles, the scent of sawed wood or grass freshly cut. So I'm looking at these candles, and I don't know about you, but I take the lids off and smell them. If it says pumpkin pie, how do they get those things to smell
scent
exactly like? Here's one I picked up. It said banana nut bread candle.
Ooh,
honest to goodness. If I'd have had a blindfold on and somebody put it up in my nose, I'd go, oh, man, give me a bite of that banana nut bread. How do they do that?
It must be an extract of something they add to the wax. Yeah, I'm not.
Have you ever smelled the linen? It smells just like laundry.
White cotton or whatever.
That's had a downy fabric. So it's unbelievable.
We have those at our house, and we'll light them up, and it's like.
Christmas cookie or the cookie one.
There. Oh, yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Friday, we go over to visit a friend over in Illinois. His name is Bob Moore. Bob Moore. Robert Moore. Pretty common name. We start talking, and he's semi-retired, and we're talking about traveling and where they've been and where they're going. And he said, well, we'll be driving. We drive everywhere. We don't fly. And I said, really? Why not? And he said, because I can't get on a plane. I'm on the terror watch list.
Oh. What?
And I said, well, are you kidding? What? He said, no, I wish I were kidding. He said, but I'm not. And I said, your name is Bob Moore. He said, I know. And get this. He has asked and asked and asked, and Homeland Security will not give him an answer. He has no clue why he's on this list. And he said, well, here's a better story. He said, we have friends. Their 3-year-old granddaughter is on the list. They can't fly with her. And he said they won't answer their questions either. They have begged somebody give us an explanation why. He said they will not answer you.
You can't get an attorney to get that
good
all
luck
straightened out? Really?
Good luck.
That
how
just
stupid
doesn't seem right. You know who you need to get is the ACLU or somebody like that to get behind your cause.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you might be wasting your time.
I don't know. Those ACLU people are pretty
persistent.
They are pretty persistent.
I'm not sure.
Kristen Wiig, we mentioned it was her last. Get this. She has, in the next 18 months, lined up to complete
movies.
6 movies.
Wow. I have a feeling they're going to burn people out with her.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Despicable Me, Freezing People is Easy, The Comedian, How to Train Your Dragon, and another one here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one more, and I didn't print the second
two page. Of them might be just voice work.
Well, they're cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are 2 of them are cartoons where she is the voice, but how about 6 movies in 18 months?
Mm.
I don't think Kristen Wiig will ever have to worry about paying the light bill. And I know this sounds harsh, but we've talked about this before, too. I noticed this morning it was actually yesterday, we have 3 climbers who have died on Mount Everest, and 2 were missing as of yesterday. In the simplest terms, don't do that. Don't climb Mount Everest. And one of these guys that died is 61. Hey, don't do it.
And they call it altitude sickness. So does that just mean you pass out because you don't
have enough oxygen with you, and you pass out and then you die? And it says that on May 10th of 1996, was the worst day ever on Mount Everest. 8 people died just that day. Ed said that the climbers who started their ascents late in the day, apparently there's a time when a window, and you need to climb at a certain time of day, and if you wait too late, this big avalanche came or something and just killed all 8 of them. Well, you know what? That's what happens when you climb a mountain.
You're going to forever rest on there.
Mount Everest.
Ever
I have
rest.
No desire to do that.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
St. Louis RV has moved to its new location at I-70 at the Bryan Road exit in O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in the St. Louis area. Our pre-owned brands include Tiffin, Forest River, Newmar, Winnebago, Coachmen, Fleetwood, and more. Come in and see our selection and why our prices are far below our so-called competition. We have new lines as well, Sunseeker, Airstream, Thor, Berkshire, and the Charleston 44-foot luxury motorhome. If you need service, we have some of the best trained staff in the area. If you didn't buy from us, we'll be happy to service your unit here. Remember, for the best prices and the best motorhome selection, it's St. Louis RV, I-70 at the Bryan Road exit, O'Fallon, Missouri. Or call us at 314-743-3939. Also visit us on the web at stlrv.net. St. Louis RV, where the adventure begins. 314-743-3939.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012.
Every step, every day.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road, near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
You used to nurse me.
Change my diapers.
Take care of me 24 hours a day.
Mom.
Dad.
I need you.
There's all these things I'm feeling that I never felt before.
I need to know about sex.
Love.
Values.
I need you to tell me what you think.
I need you to tell me where you stand.
Help me make the right choices.
Mom. Dad. Talk with me. You always say I'm still your little girl.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
It's been so long since I got any negative email, I was starting to get worried. And then I get this. And it made me feel great because when nobody complains, it really kind of means nobody's listening. Rosie O'Donnell, I've made it very clear. I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. Okay. Peon, that was not a sound.
That was me. I'm sorry.
That was you.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think a lot of people can.
Well, the proof that
she's
a lot of
people...
She's
let her hair grow out lately. I think she looks
better.
Yeah,
she looks even uglier. Yeah. And I think a lot, the proof that a lot of people can't stand her is that in all the years that I have called her names and said I can't stand her, and I never, ever gotten an email about it until this. This is from Martha. And I thought I'd read you Martha's email, and then I'd also read you what I wrote Martha back. Here's her email. And I won't mention her last name because I'm not interested in embarrassing anybody. Loved your show for years. I actually follow politics, but I love your show because it isn't political. It's funny. And I just enjoy it when I'm driving around picking my son up from school and taking him to activities. So, S-O-O-O, in all caps, why do you start ragging on Rosie for her weight? I've never been a fan of Rosie, but I hate men that rage is the word she uses, on women for their weight. It is such a cheap, cowardly, ignorant thing to do. So here's what I wrote her. Martha, I guess my calling her fat, which she is, as am I, and I've called myself fat many times on the air, is no different than you calling me an ignorant coward. We can both plead guilty to name-calling. I rag on Rosie as opposed to any other overweight person because she is a loudmouth moron. I find her completely repulsive, and it has nothing to do with her weight. If she were skinny or tall or blonde or whatever, I'd use that as part of my description of her as well. Interestingly, I've made my feelings about her clear for years and have never had one complaint email until yours. I appreciate your feedback, but I will probably continue to refer to her as that big fat loudmouth who wants to tell other people how to live. Also, a lot of what I despise about her is based on the fact that I've talked to people who've been around her, even worked with her, and the stories are the same. Not a nice person. Is it necessary to call her fat? No. It just feels right somehow with her. You mentioned rage on women for their weight. I don't believe you have ever heard me go after women for being heavy. Never. Just Rosie. Thank you for the email. And I signed it, The Coward.
Wow.
Thank you so much. And she has a good point. I get her point. You really shouldn't attack somebody's weight. But what's interesting about Rosie O'Donnell is her weight is irrelevant. It's just that she happens to be fat, and it just seems to fit when you refer to that loudmouth as Big Fat Rosie O'Donnell. And it's funny, nobody really gets offended by it. Now, I've never once said anything derogatory about Jessica Simpson, the weight she put on. People struggle with weight all the time. But I have no sympathy for Rosie if she struggles with her weight. I don't. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't care.
She's irritating. Rosie's
but they don't care if you call some people fat.
Oh, yeah.
Because somehow it's not offensive if the person is more offensive than what you're calling them. And she is. And how she gets work is beyond me. How do these people do it? They fail. They make people mad. They say things that infuriate people. And they keep getting work. Whoopi Goldberg is another great example. She is, to me, repulsive. Not funny. I've never laughed at anything. And she's a comedian. I've never laughed at one thing Whoopi Goldberg ever said. Never. And she's another one that's just, I find, just disgusting. But she's not fat. If she were fat, I'd say fat Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
Now Kirstie Alley, we talked about Kirstie Alley being big, but Kirstie Alley made a whole reality show about being big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was her shtick, was, hey, look how fat I am.
Hey, apparently she dropped all that weight, and she's looking hot again.
I saw her in an interview the other night, and I got to tell you something. She's a good-looking woman, and she does not look her age, thin or heavy. She does not look 60.
No.
Her face. She got a gorgeous face. And she's one of those yo-yo diet, you know, up and down, up and down. Few women can be Tina Dalpiez, maintaining a constant perfect body. They can't. It's hard to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it. Kayaking, I guess. Just this guy. So that was Martha's email. I'm so glad that she sent it because it's been a while since I got anything negative, and I'm glad she sent it. Thank you, Martha. I appreciate it. And the truth is, it's not nice to call people fat. Yeah, it's not. And I know that. And I wouldn't pick out a stranger and go, hey, look at that fat guy. Or this fat woman came in the other day and she said, I wouldn't do that. But I don't really have any problem with almost anything I'd say about Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, to me, is a woman who made a lot of money by fooling little old ladies with her TV show, making them think that she was this cute, adorable, pudgy, kind of all-American, just like you, a girl who was crazy about Tom Cruise. Nah, she wasn't. She doesn't like men. She played a game with people and a role till she got her money, and then once she left that show, did you remember? She became a different person. It wasn't the same Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Who hosted that show.
Oh, she now, shaved half her hair off.
Oh, she shaved her head. She it's like she was going to say, hey, screw you. Now I don't have to pretend anymore. Here's who I really am. And I just thought, wow, shame on you. And remember, too, this is the woman that said, and she actually said this, I don't believe that anyone in the United States should be allowed to own a gun. And then they got a shot of her bodyguard, and he had a handgun in the shoulder holster.
Yep.
So she's a hypocrite. So, Martha, I'm sorry that, you're offended by my calling her fat. I don't apologize. I don't think it's right to judge people by their weight or their size or anything else. In her case, it's just part of the description. It just feels good to do it. So that's the deal. Do we have any Burke segment stuff?
I don't have anything personal, but I had this story that I found a couple days ago.
Well, we'd love to hear it.
Well, I don't know how they do it, but they're saying that teenagers now are drinking hand sanitizer.
Yes, I saw.
Oh, I heard that.
They distill it. What does that mean exactly?
They get the alcohol out of it, I guess, right?
How would you know how to distill a bottle?
I don't know.
I've never understood how these kids know how to do anything they do. How to know how to go in to get Robitussin or Sudafed, and then what do you do to it? But they figure it out.
It's like
to turn it into something.
Moonshiners use a still. I'm sure they just use a smaller version.
version of.
And by the way, if you've ever seen old footage of the moonshiners, these people, a lot of them, were so ignorant they didn't know how to bathe.
Yeah.
Yet they could figure out how to make whiskey.
Yeah.
And if you saw the equipment, you go, wow, you know, this is kind of an intricate, you know, the tubing and the whole, how did they, these hillbillies figure this out?
Yeah,
but it says after they distill it, it's 120 proof.
Right. I saw that story yesterday.
Whoa.
60%, yeah.
And it says,
I mean, come
six
on.
Of them so far have been hospitalized.
Here's the other thing. Here's my question. As a teenager, what is it that's so stressful in your life that you got to escape by being drunk or high or whatever? You don't have a lot of bills to pay yet. It's probably living off your parents.
It's nothing. It's peer pressure. It's saying, I'm cool. I did it.
Or you
I'm
think
doing
you're going to have more fun.
Yeah.
How
I don't know.
How can you have more fun if you don't even know where you are? I mean, I don't get it.
To some of them, being so screwed up is really, really cool, and then you can tell your friends later, I was so screwed up.
I'm no saint, but the one thing I will say, I never, when I was in high school, or out of high school, or in basic training, or whatever, I never had a problem saying no thanks to somebody. I didn't worry about not being cool. I didn't worry about it. I mean, everybody that I knew was drunk every weekend. I was never drunk once. I was scared to death of my parents. That's why. If I had come home and had alcohol on my breath, oh, man, I probably wouldn't have driven a car until I was 21. That's the difference. That's what's missing. They're not scared of anybody. I've said that before. They don't worry about any sort of consequences. They just figure they'll do whatever they want to do.
Or adults, yeah. They're not afraid of any adults anymore.
Well, that,
but
they
when
don't
you
wanna...
when you can't settle for whiskey or beer, and you know they get it when they want it, they get people to get it for them, and you got to find something else. Hand sanitizer.
That's the easiest to get. You can just go in a store and buy it.
But isn't that to make it into a drink? Once you do, isn't that a lot more trouble than just buy some whiskey?
Maybe
well,
they're
if you're
younger.
Underage. Yeah, if you're underage,
really
you can't.
Hey. Underage people drink all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they're like 12, 13, 14, and nobody wants to give it to them, so they can.
Isn't anybody scared of dying? You know, there were things
that
I was afraid would kill me.
No, not
like heroin. All right, I know that a lot of people do it and they live, but I would just always thought I'll be that one. If I try this, I'll drop over dead.
Yeah, I remember thinking that, too. There's no way I would try that. Especially when a girl I knew tried it, and she's like, oh, yeah, I tried it, and I threw up. It's like, well, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
There are people that watch their friends die from heroin, die from alcohol poisoning, die from all kinds of drugs and stuff, but they sit there and think, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, it's no different than the drinking and driving. It's no different than smoking. It's no different than texting and driving. It doesn't stop them. You can't stop them. They're just dumb kids are dumb kids. Knuckleheads who do what other people dare them to do or do what they think is cool are just going to do it. There's nothing you can do to stop them. It's just weird. Anything else? Do we have any other Burke segment?
Oh, I got a couple things.
All right. This is our control board operator. Please welcome and open your ears to Eon the Peon.
How do you close your ears?
That's a good. You know what? You know what? You know what I thought about one time? Why didn't God or nature, or whoever you happen to think is responsible, give us a way to do the equivalent of blinking with your ears.
Oh, I'd
like
love
if something
that.
Was real loud, you could have a flap.
To be able to just not listen to people anymore?
Shut a real loud sound.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like a jet engine starts or something.
Well, I'd use it all the time.
You know, you can close your eyes. So, the dust is coming. You close your eyes. You can't close your ears.
I'd hardly ever have them open.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. My ear flap was down.
I don't like listening to most people.
If you're
day.
Married, you'd go and have it surgically permanently closed.
Sure.
So it couldn't even open up again.
Yeah.
But I thought about that. Wouldn't that have been a neat... That's
Yeah.
It must be some
attractive.
Reason.
The humans got... They messed up in the human being department because they forgot to do the blinking ear flap.
Well, the biology, I mean, they... how we progressed over the years, they kept those open because you need to hear all the time, I guess. You need to hear a train coming or...
I guess so.
Yeah, so it's...
But it's voluntary. You can open your eye. You don't have to close them. You could close your ear flap. if you knew, if you saw a guy lighting a fuse, it'd be like blinking, but you just shut your ears down.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
your fingers in there.
Well, yeah, and you can put your hands over your eyes, but you don't have to.
Maybe that's why they made the ear holes finger size.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That could be.
They didn't make him real
wow,
tiny.
Wow, he's so smart.
Well, I got it all covered.
So I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, that's all right. First thing, I was behind this guy driving home last night. He had a real nice car.
That is a really good story.
Thank you so much.
A good story.
I don't think he's finished. There's more.
He had a BMW. I believe it was an M6. It's a nice looking car.
Oh, that's a nice
convertible
car.
So it was a sharp-looking car, but he had all the windows up. He had the convertible top down, but all the windows
so
up. Even
oh, a lot
can
of
people I tell
do
you
that.
Something? I don't like that look.
Yeah, well, it looks goofy.
It looks stupid.
It's like you either put your convertible
exactly.
top up or you put everything down.
I mean, I agree with you. Look, I've had a lot of convertibles. I never would ride around with the windows up. I think it looks stupid.
And that particular car, it has a back window. That you can raise
a
up
back,
and down.
Like a yeah. rear
that's
window?
Not
a
piece that's of glass. That's not an M6, by the way. That's just a 6 Series convertible. I know
oh, it's
the,
an
I know
M6.
The
I think it's
okay,
an
well,
M6.
You know what? I think they do now make it in an M6. That's like $110,000.
Yeah. The rear window goes up and down?
Yeah, it has like, it has like a square
deflector.
Piece of glass that can be, I guess it could be
and
raised
and
lowered.
Too?
He had that up, too.
Now, when you, have the, glass up, though, and the convertible down, that cuts down on the wind, right?
Right.
It cuts it down a little bit, but it's still stupid.
Yeah, I mean. Still. That back window didn't. There's still a gap in there. There was still it's, gaps in there. It just looked
it looks
goofy.
It's like swimming with your clothes.
No,
that guy, I'm sure he doesn't listen to the show.
I want the top down on my car, but I don't want any wind. You know?
Yeah.
But I doubt he listens to the show because anybody that goofy couldn't.
Well, anybody
to the
driving
show.
A car like that is successful and smart. Then I can be listening
right.
to the show.
That's true.
Second thing I had, I was driving. I also saw a Chinese restaurant, and I started thinking about. Most Chinese restaurants are China King, China something, you know. But this one was Mi Hua Chinese.
Mi Hua.
So I wonder, yeah, M-E-I.
Mi Hua, what you want?
Mi Hua.
They're always mad when you call them, too.
M-E-I-H-U-A. And I wonder if that's their family name or does it mean something?
Well, here, H-U-A must have something to do with food because there used to be a Chu-Hua. And I've known a couple of other, like, something wa restaurants.
Maybe
so
that's
I think
short
the,
for eat, you know
I
what?
Think the H-U-A is, hua has, like, something to do with food.
Yeah,
master.
I don't even know if I can find that online.
Chu-wa,
I mean, I guess I
mi-wa,
could. But yeah.
Something hua.
It's M-E-I space H-U-A. So I wonder if that's just their family name.
Maybe
or
an Asian listener, Chinese
mean,
listener could call us.
Mi-wa, extra crispy chua. Or you know sauce on side you know sauce extra sauce or I don't know
well like so. what's the word I'm trying to think of for the hot stuff there's
I mean the spicy like general sauce
no there's a word in
cayenne.
Chinese food that indicates it's
like caliente is for
yeah
Spanish.
And it means you know it's a spicy and I bet you H-U-A.
Oh kung pao or something
kung pao is usually is something like that is yeah means it's hotter so yeah hua the chu hua restaurant
me hot. So hot
could be
I think what you just said was offensive.
Yeah, I mean, it could be curse words for all we know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get to. It could be just about anything. And you go in and you go, where'd you go eat tonight? Oh, me-wa.
What'd you say to me?
It could mean, an American wouldn't be opposed
to it. Means you're
a
no-good sea sucker.
Yeah, or stupid.
In
it could
a bunch
be stupid.
Of calls. Somebody probably knows.
Stupid Americans it could mean.
I don't see any calls. Nobody's putting any
they
names
just,
on
they
my
just
screen.
They just lit up.
We have a lot of smart people who probably speak fluent Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It sure seems to be an easy language to read and speak. Did you ever look at the writing, the Chinese writing?
Yeah, that's
amazing.
How does anybody
Oh, that's
read?
Why there's so much. I mean, it's almost a given that
they're smarter
Asians
than we
are smarter than we are.
Well,
because,
of course they are.
I mean, you put that language in front of an American, there's no way they just give up with their.
It looks like you put a piece of paper down, you let a chicken walk in some ink, and then you let the little chicken claws make a bunch of scratches. And
it's,
that's what Chinese writing
artistic.
Looks like.
It's artistic. It's got to be.
It is. It looks like a calligrapher.
Oh, yeah. It's
drew a bunch of tables and table legs upside down and left and right. It's unbelievable. But I don't know what the wah means. Was the food good?
No, I didn't go there. I just drove past it.
I love Chinese food.
Oh, I do, too.
Man, I do. We've talked about it. You and I have talked about this. I love it.
Yeah.
I can live on it.
I know. I had some yesterday.
Special. We're not going to mention them. They don't spend money, but there's a great buffet out there that has some great Chinese food.
There's one by my house, too.
I can't go with her.
And it's got, they have the stuff called coconut chicken. I know you have to really like coconut, but it's kind of like eating chicken.
Oh, it's coconut shrimp. Yeah, they have coconut shrimp.
Well, this was chicken, but it's kind of like eating chicken with a pina colada.
Somebody called. Well, there was a. They were. Someone called and said it. He didn't think it was Mihoff. It was Mihoff. And then other people were calling, and it was some stupid stuff.
Oh, so they were all.
We don't put stupid stuff on there.
No.
What's interesting to me, this P.F. Chang's is tremendous. Okay, I mean, to me, it's probably like the greatest Chinese food there is. I've never seen a Chinese person in there. They don't work. They don't wait on you.
No.
Usually, when you go in a Chinese restaurant, oh, how you doing? You know, and then you hear them in the kitchen. I've never seen anybody in Chang's who was Chinese.
And I bet real Chinese people would almost laugh at that food because it's probably so un-Americanized. It's not even.
Well, I don't know. That's a good
literal
a good
Chinese.
I wonder
food
if they
anymore.
Like
and like
PSA.
Mexican restaurants. I mean, they run the gamut. You know, which ones are really authentic? And I think the authentic stuff is not quite as popular as the stuff.
Oh,
that's,
right, because you know we Americans want something that tastes good to us. It doesn't necessarily come from there.
Because some places have. Cactus and all kinds of odd things to eat.
Yeah, we're never going to know. We're not smart enough to know.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Listen to Nancy Pelosi on Obamacare.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Well, the career politicians passed Obamacare against our will. And now that we know what's in it, we know why they wanted to keep it a secret. I'm John Bruner, conservative Republican for U.S. Senate. My family business has provided health care for employees for years, so I know firsthand just how crippling Obamacare will be. It's causing health care costs to spike, adds over $1 trillion to our national debt, threatens our ability to choose our own doctors, and raises taxes on businesses, which will crush job creation. As your senator, I will lead the fight to repeal this massive government takeover. Liberals like Barack Obama and Claire McCaskill won't do it, but I will. My mission? No Obamacare. No way. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012.
Every step, every day.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monpour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Summertime is time to play safely in the sun. Summertime can also be deadly without an air conditioner or electricity. Take a few moments to check on elderly and disabled neighbors.
Help cool down St. Louis.
We need new and used air conditioners.
Or make a donation to Cool Down St. Louis in care of UMB Bank, P.O. Box 868, St. Louis, Missouri 63188. or cooldownstlouis.org.
Everyone loves a road trip, especially with zero-calorie Pepsi Max and the bold, awesome crunch of Doritos. And this summer, your road trips are about to get even better because Pepsi Max and Doritos are rocking your summer with free music. Just buy both Pepsi Max and Doritos and you'll score a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So take your free tunes and make your summer road trips rock. Don't wait. Let Pepsi Max and Doritos rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program runs May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRocksNow.com.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I know what you're thinking. Here's another message from a mortgage guy. Time to daydream. Stop. Listen to me. I'm Kevin Putney, owner of 123 Mortgage, and I know you don't care that rates are at all-time lows. You care about getting your house payment lower because you took a pay cut or the credit card companies raised your rate for no apparent reason. You're afraid your home won't appraise out. Your credit score is less than perfect. I mean, whose credit is perfect? Or you have a jumbo arm about to adjust. If that pertains to you, I have programs that fit. You want to talk to the owner of the company and not some paper pusher in a cubicle. Well, that is me. I answer the phone and work on every loan in-house. I am personally licensed to do your loan. My premise for this company was to work with customers for the long term and not the short term. I own and personally handle every mortgage deal from start to finish. Mortgages are all I do. With 123 Mortgage, you are not just a number, but a partner in getting your loan closed in a quick and timely manner. Call 314-862-0123 or visit me at 123mortgage.com.
Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Mo license number 10-1595.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.